Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we have gathered over 30 experts who are going to be sharing with you their tips and strategies on how to master your mindset, time, and energy around money so that you can create an epic life and business. And I'm super excited to introduce our guest today, and she's going to actually share exactly what she does, because it's way better coming from her, the way she explains it, than me trying to explain what she does. Corey Michelle is hailing from Australia. So welcome, Corey. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Diane. I'm super excited to be here today and to be sharing some of the stuff I've got for everybody that hopefully is a little bit unique and that adds to your experience with money and expanding money in the ways that you guys, you know is possible and the way you want. So basically, I'm an intuitive. I work with energy fields, and I specifically work with people who have done a lot of work. They've done the personal growth. They've done all the things. They've read the books, and there's still sort of a gap in their creation. So typically, those people create on an energetic level, not sort of how everybody else creates, right? A lot of people create, they set a goal, and then they go for it, and then they hit their goal. And then there's people who don't work like that. They're more experiential. They're more feelers. A lot of times they're empaths, they're psychics, they're intuitives. We create differently. And there's no manual out there for how we create. But when you start to tune into your energy, right, and tune into your awareness plus the energy, but then also make those energies a priority, which we're going to talk about today, you'll change your entire reality so that you become like the dominant, like the dominant being in your world, so the universe will rearrange for you. So a lot of times it kind of feels like we're at the effect of everything going on in our world. We flip that around. So that's what I specialize in. And so I have clients around the world. I do a lot of online classes and some in-person classes, and I just have pretty much just a lot of fun.
I love it. Well, I've got my notebook ready to go. So I hope you guys watching have yours too, because I can't wait to see what Corey's going to share with us today. I'm in. Let's go.
All right, let's get going here. So what I want to talk to you today about and introduce you to is what I call energetic priorities. So everybody has their priorities in life. So Diane, can I use you as my...
Absolutely. That's why I'm here.
Okay, great. Okay. Because talking to the screen isn't really quite as fun.
Right.
So Diane, if you just say, what would you say your priorities are with money?
My priorities are the necessities, you know, keep a house, food, all those things, mm-hmm. and take care of my family, and to create experiences for my daughter and I to enjoy.
Okay, so create experiences with your daughter and you. Okay, good. So pretty much everybody will have a priority of paying the bills, the necessity, right, keeping a roof over your head, the food, like all the basics, right? And then they usually have something else. Like sometimes people have debt, and that's a priority to pay off their debt. Sometimes they have experiences, vacations. Sometimes it's their business. And we look at these things. These are all really basic sort of things. So if we take the next level and go underneath that, we look at the energies of what these things are. So let's look at your necessity. So when I say energies, I'm really talking about feelings, but without the story.
Right.
So like how you feel about it, but not like the jibber jabber story stuff. So if you look at your necessities or bills, how does that feel in your body when you're paying your bills or when you're thinking about them?
Uncomfortable at times, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely uncomfortable. And kind of annoying, to be honest.
Yeah. They're annoying and uncomfortable. Anything else?
Sometimes there are times when I'm like, I don't know where this is going to come from, you know, where that money is going to come from on this particular day at this particular time. Like don't know where it's going to come from, I guess is the idea.
Yeah. And it doesn't sound like it's I wonder where it's magically going to come from. It's like more of a panic or slight worry.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So if we take that energy, so we got bills, necessities. Now we're just going to dive into this one first. Okay. Check this out. Okay. So how much of your time do you think maybe per day or per week are you spent in that sort of contracted worry, I don't know, annoying sort of energy around money and your bills?
I'd say probably at least a half hour a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a half hour a day, you're spending in this sort of contracted energy in your relationship to money.
Right.
Okay. So is that, just looking at that, maybe say it's somebody else's and not yours, if you were to look at that, is that a contribution to you having plenty of money, or would that be contracting your money even more?
It will definitely contract it. Definitely.
Yeah. Even
I'm
if
even aware of it when I do it. And I'm like, I can't say I can't, but it's like, how do I shift out of this? This is not helpful.
Yeah. Well, we'll just, how about this? We'll only talk about the bills today because that's usually everybody's biggest thing.
Great idea.
When they're having any sort of contraction around money, it's like bills is usually the most annoying, the most frustrating, but also the most consistent one that we have,
right?
Because we have to pay bills all the time.
Right.
Okay, so I'm gonna take you through a process and we're gonna flip it. So the first thing to do is acknowledge what your priorities are with money. Where's your money going? Where's your time? When you're thinking about money, what are you thinking about, right? Some people also, I'll just acknowledge, they're just worried in general about where the money is gonna come from next, right? So it could be for bills, but it could be for anything,
okay? Right.
Now, let's look at this. What are your bills for? What are your bills actually paying for?
Some is credit card, like credit card debt. Mm-hmm. Some, the rest is like food, shelter, car, transportation. Food, shelter, transportation is pretty much the necessities. And, you know, anything that, you know, utilities and things like that. That's what I'll
be doing. Okay, so check this out. Okay, we'll move the credit card bills over here. And we're just going to look at everything else. Okay, this is going to be a totally wacky question.
Okay.
But if you didn't have a body, would you have any of those bills?
No.
Right?
No. You're right.
Right? The food, the shelter, the car, the clothing, the makeup, the toilet paper.
All the things.
Is all for your body, right? Yeah. Okay, so having this anxious or, you know, we'll just call it worried energy towards paying bills that are actually all for this sweet body that we have, this vehicle that we get to drive around for a little while, right?
Mm-hmm.
What it does is it pulls away from any gratitude you could have for anything that shows up in your life or that you can choose for your body.
Okay,
now this is all connected. So if we go, okay, so what if we flipped it and instead of having the anxious energy or the worried energy, what if we had gratitude instead for all the things that you get to have for your body that make living with a body easier?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay, now just tune into your body right now. Is your body, did you feel anything change? You may or may not have.
Little bit, not quite so much, because I do practice gratitude, so it wasn't a big flip for me.
It wasn't a big, okay, cool. All right, good. So now let's actually look at, so some people have, like I could feel that within me. So some people will feel it with their body and some people won't. So I just wanted to acknowledge that part.
Okay.
Now, if we look at, what's the bill that you hate paying the most?
I hate paying? I would say probably like taxes, the tax bill.
Taxes. Right, because they're the things.
Right.
Okay, well, taxes are a created system that are supposed to pay for things for what?
To improve society.
To improve society. And if you didn't have a body, would you need anything that improved in society?
No.
Right, okay. So still for our bodies.
Right.
Now, we have a whole other conversation about what's really happening with taxes, but we won't go there today. We'll stay in our lane here with what we can deal with, okay? So when you're paying your taxes, how much gratitude could you actually bring for all the things that you don't even know that get created, like roads and schools and lights and all the things, the systems, the police, for your body?
Right.
Because it makes everything easier, right?
Right.
Because if we didn't have roads and stoplights.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Right. Have you ever been to Bali?
No.
Okay. Bali has the craziest infrastructure. There is no one road that'll take you from here to there. It's like being in a crazy put together neighborhood in the big cities everywhere. So it's like, wow. So if you want to go like from the airport to Ubud, which is one of the more popular places, it could take you 30 minutes if we had a highway, but it takes 2 hours because it's on all these little roads that have to get there. Okay. And it's very disjointed, right? And we don't even think about that, right? So if we insert gratitude here for everything that you don't even know that's being created with all the tax dollars that you're spending.
Right. That makes perfect sense.
Right. Then you can shift the energy of that, right? Yeah. So what the practice of this is really to look at, where has your energy been going? Is it expanding you or is it contracting you? And a lot of times if you are desiring more money and it's sort of hard at this particular moment, because it doesn't always have to be that hard.
Right.
Then you can go a little bit deeper and go, where is the energy? What energies am I using here? And then go into gratitude and go, okay, so what can I be grateful for? What is this phone bill gifting me?
Right.
Right. What is this? What is my tax actually gifting me?
Right.
Right. What is my mortgage gifting me? And then when you get into the experience of that, of going, wow, I have all of these things and then I'm already, because you're probably already so grateful for them, right?
Right.
Right. But adding them in the energy of money, you can flip your energy with money. Now, why? Why would we even want to do that? Because the more that you're in expansive, lighter energies, gratitude especially, with money, right, throughout your day, that's when money expands. But also that's when your awareness, your intuition too, but also your brain expands to allow other possibilities to show up. So if you've ever noticed when you're worried or stressed or panicked, we go like this and become tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we're very focused on, this is going to go wrong. I don't know if I'm going to have enough. And like the stress of it, right? Yeah. And a lot of I don't knows and a lot of like scrambling. So what happens when we're in that stressed state is that we diminish our ability to be aware of the possibilities.
Right.
Okay. But when we get into this gratitude and get really grounded with the gratitude, what happens is that you start to open up your awareness to the other possibilities that exist, and you also put yourself in a receiving state.
Right.
Okay, so you're receiving your awarenesses of what might be possible, possibilities, and also a lot of times it just works out ease. You're like, oh, there was nothing to be worried about anyway.
Right.
A lot of times there was really nothing to be worried about anyway, right?
Right. I love it.
Okay, cool. And then one other thing to add to this is, and that's just an easy way to sort of flip those energies where you might be spinning around. And it's great if you're spinning around on a bill or where's my next client going to come from or how am I going to pay for this vacation or, you know, all the things. Like you can just flip it around and kind of reverse engineer it basically. Okay. And then what I like to do, and you might already be doing this, is future casting the gratitude. So go into saying, okay, so what would I like my life with money to be like? And so for you, Diane, what would you like money to be like for you?
I would like to be in, you know, complete abundance with money so that I wouldn't have to look at the prices of things and be able to take my daughter really like on first class vacations and take her first class to, you know, international travel and things like that.
Awesome. Okay. So what's it going to be like when you're able to do that? What does it feel like?
It's going to feel like so powerful and confident, creative, and 100% grateful for sure.
Okay, good. And then what will get created after having those experiences and being able to do all that with your daughter?
Well, memories and momentum, where we get to share those experiences with other people through like either telling them about them or things like that, and inspiring other people to create things that they want to create for themselves.
Awesome. Okay. So you're basically all of that was sharing and then inspiring, mm-hmm. right? Being the inspiration because you've already created it. Okay. So you being an inspiration, would that be an awesome priority for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So that's where we want to go. Okay, cool. So we kind of future casted, what I call future casting, into the future to go, okay, so instead of trying to get there, let's go there. Let's experience it and then start to play with that future of like, oh, so now you can say, what energy, space, consciousness, and being can I be now to be the inspiration I truly be?
Oh, I like that.
Okay. So what that does is it collapses the time and the, you know, we put up a lot of barriers between now and the future because sometimes tomorrow never comes, right?
Right.
Oh, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And then all of a sudden, 5 years later, we're like, where's tomorrow?
Right.
So this collapses it because your brain and your energy field don't have time, right? So when we go into this future casting and bring it into the now, when we say, what energy, space, consciousness, and being can I be right now to be the inspiration that I truly be, it actually happens right now.
Right.
And because you're being that energy, the universe, the language of the universe is energy, right?
Right?
So you start projecting that energy, radiating that energy out now. And if you start going, okay, so my priority is to be the inspiration, you'll start to become aware of different choices. You'll start to be a different energy. You'll step up into that confidence. And then there'll be like this, and if you do the thing with the bills of just being grateful,
right.
then there'll be a, it's almost like there's a integrity with the energy so that it's not leaking out with the worry and the anxiousness and all that
I
stuff.
Love it.
Where it like gets really, energy's not solid, but there's like a oof, like a presence mm-hmm. that is undeniable. Because then what happens is the universe is responding to that. Because when we do any leaky energy, when we're like worried or stressed or whatever, the universe is paying attention to that energy too.
Right.
So it'll send you more of that. But when you're like, all right, there's nothing to worry about. All right, universe, show me the possibilities here. I'm so grateful for everything that's showing up and everything that's showing up in the future. And now I am being the inspiration I truly be. How can I be the inspiration I truly be today?
Right. I love that. Right?
And then that literally rearranges your whole energetic field. And the universe is just a response system.
Right.
So the universe will literally start to show you different possibilities.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that.
Yeah, I do too. And it works really well.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I know Sharina talks about it too. It's like having those negative energies just, you know, you said leak, you know, it's leaky, but it also like pulls us out of where we are. Like it gets us either into the past or into the future in a tough way. Like the worry and worrying about what the future is going to bring instead of like, how about be present and bring your future in so you can live to be that inspiration is what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that. I can't wait. I took lots of notes. I'm like, I'm going to start future casting. And as I go in to pay my bills, instead of going, I'll be like, yes, I get to take care of my body by giving myself a roof and clean water and, you know, a car that works and gasoline and a telephone so I can talk to people. Like, that's a great way to think about that, Corey. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And if there's any bills, I say bills, expenditures,
right.
necessities that aren't really bringing you joy. It's like the whole KonMari thing. Have you seen that? You
know, right.
Like if it doesn't spark joy, get it out of your life.
Right.
So if you bought a Netflix and you never use it and you're paying $10 a month, obviously get rid of that.
Mm.
Right. And you can always sign up later if you want to watch This Is Us or something, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, I love it. Absolutely. That's perfect. That's perfect. So thank you. These are great tips. And I'm like, can't wait to put them into practice. And I hope all of you watching do so as well. And I know you have a free gift for everyone watching today as well.
I do. I do a monthly live stream that is called the Congruence Energetic Activation. And I do it live. And so if you go to artoflivingcrazypossible.com/livestream, and I'm sure the link will be around here somewhere.
Yeah, we'll put the link in the email.
Right. And then you will get, you'll be able to sign up for that. It's totally free. They're amazing. We do work with your energy field on whatever topic is the topic of the month. So you can come. And then if you miss the date, obviously there's a replay that you can check out that you'll be able to feel the energy shifts. And I take you through some of my energetic activations so that you can just let what's not true for you, the heaviness, go and really step into shining bright like you truly like came to be, right?
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you like get radiant when you say that. So clearly it's something that's working for you. So we want all of what Corey's got going on over there, all that kind of radiance and just lightness. So thank you so much for sharing that. I can't wait. I'm going to go sign up right away.
Awesome, Diane. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing your gifts with us today and giving us this great information, because it's going to make a difference, because it's all about energy. We, especially in the U.S., tend to think it's all about work, work, work. But if you do the work, work, work with no energy behind it that's aligned with you, you might as well, like, give up. You know,
it's very hard. It's very hard. And then you're just, when you're congruent, which is in harmony, right, that's what is the magic. And that's what we all want anyway. We want that flow. We want that ease. When we allow ourselves to have it and trust our awareness, our intuition, then that's where we just get to be led into these places where magic just happens.
I love it. So we get in congruence to create money flow, which is exactly what Sherina stands for. So I love it.
Perfect.
Perfect combination. So thank you so much for spending time with me today, Corey, and for all of you watching. Thank you for taking the time to listen to us today. And please hit reply on this email and let us know what you thought of what Corey shared with you. What was your biggest takeaway? And we'll make sure to get that information to Corey so that she knows what kind of impact she's having on you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And I will see you guys tomorrow in your inbox with two more electric masterclasses so that you can learn how to master your time, mindset, and energy to create an epic life and business.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.